Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Well, welcome to the first full weekend of September. But you know what? It still feels like summer, which it is. It is. We're not to official fall yet, but many of us think that by the time we hit September 1, things ought to cool off, and fall has arrived. Now we got to wait a few extra days for reality to set in. A lot of you have made the field and are out doing some hunting already. More hunting is on the way, particularly if you're a bow hunter. And longtime veteran guide, good friend, Kevin Burleson, owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, will be joining me later in the program. And we're going to be talking about the opportunities that he's got. Neat operation. Have known Kevin, goodness, probably close to 30 years. And we'll catch up with Kevin. We've got some outdoor news and updates that we'll be sending your way along with our best bets. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend. And I tell you what, sure glad you made us a part of your weekend plans. Right at the top of the program, want to welcome a new affiliate down in the Rio Grande Valley. All of our friends down there listening to us on KURV 710 News Talk. Tell you what, it is great to be heard back in the valley again. Edinburgh, Brownsville, McAllen, my buddy Sergio Sanchez. Hey, appreciate you making this happen for us and glad to be a part of your broadcast team. Speaking of the Valley, they had a little excitement, or at least you know how weather people can be, but had a little tropical storm that moved into the Western Gulf, developed in the Western Gulf, and then moved inland south of the Rio Grande River. Fernand, what happened to the names? Does anybody know a Fernand? You know, I'm sorry, but it used to be just female names, and there were jokes about that. Then they added guys' names, you know, so that there wasn't any bias. And now, not sure where some of these names are coming from. But anyway, I guess we've gone international with the scope of names that storms can be named. But anyway, the Rio Grande Valley, parts of South Texas got some much-needed rain. Good for y'all. But, you know, here in the Lone Star State, high-pressure system has built in, and it's just hot. And it looks like it's going to be hot for maybe a few more weeks until we get a little closer to October and, you know, the latter part of September, the official end of summer and the official start of fall. So we'll just live with it. It's, you know, we do this every year, but then it gets really, really good. I mean, really good. Got some news here in Texas that folks need to be made aware of. Anybody that frequences that little water oasis out in West Texas, Balmoray State Park, it is closed for additional maintenance. You know, there was a leakage and major repairs to the coping around the edge that big swimming hole. But it's going to be closed until the spring of 2020 for additional repairs to be made. Mentioned hunting seasons are underway, new laws that took effect on September 1 included not needing a hunting license to pursue feral hogs on private property. Now, the new law only applies to private property and is irrelevant whether or not it is a paid hunt. Although hunting access in return for financial or other considerations still requires a hunting lease license from Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. But it's an attempt by the state to try to help mitigate the impact that the ever-growing population of wild hogs has had, you know, on our rangeland. Also, hunters can use a digital image of their license afield. Also taking effect September 1 is House Bill 547 by State Representative Terry Canales of Edinburgh. It allows licensees to use a photograph of their physical license to serve as verification of a valid license while hunting any game that does not need a tag, like dove. Let me repeat that. While hunting any game that does not need a tag, like dove. You must carry your physical license with you for deer and turkey, and if you want to retain an oversized red drum, since that requires a tag, but your license can now be viewed digitally on the Outdoor Annual mobile app or the My Texas Hunt Harvest app. Speaking of that My Texas Hunt Harvest app, as we get into deer season, we'll be talking more about it. There are some counties, about 21 of them, where there will be mandatory reporting of deer and particularly doe harvested. So you may as well download it. If you've not updated your Outdoor Annual, do so. I mean, it is an extremely helpful tool. Let's see here. The Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is looking for nominations, and those will take a place through September 1. List of 35 individuals and organizations who have made a significant impact on freshwater fishing continues to grow, says Dan Kessler, the TFF Hall of Fame Committee Chair. Whether it's an outdoor writer, pro angler, fishing club, or leader or of industry, we look forward to continuing to honor and recognize everyone that helps make Texas fishing the best it can be. The most recent inductees last year included Alan Haynes, and Shannon Tompkins, outdoor writer with the Houston Chronicle and Lake Fork Sportsman's Association. You can go online to the and make your nominations. Also, we have the latest from CCA Star Tournament. And the Star Tournament ended on Labor Day Monday at 5 o'clock in pretty interesting, interesting results. Give you some updates. in the Star Kids Scholarship Trout Division, ages 6 to 10, $50,000 scholarships up for grabs. Kane Todd remains the flounder, and these are all subject to polygraph test, 5 pounds, 11 ounces. Jace Ponder, age 9, sheepshead leader, 8 pounds, 3 ounce. Rowdy Hanks was our gaff top leader, but the last minute, Mia Jones came in and is the pending gaff top leader in the Star Kids. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6 pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Buck Warren remains the Upper Coast leader, 7 pounds even. Max Garner, 8 pounds, 5 ounce, is the Mid-Coast leader. And Alyssa Allen, age 12, the Lower Coast leader, 7 pounds, 15 ounces. In the Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, we've got flounder leader remaining Tanner White, 6 pounds, 9 ounces. Hudson Richard, age 14, caught a 10-pound, 11-ounce sheepshead to lead that division. And Jake Carlin, 6-pound, 11-ounce gaff top, continues to lead there. All right, in the Speckled Trout Division, and when we get the final last said results, this is going to be interesting if this truly is what happened. And you've heard me talk about it for weeks and weeks. James Malone in the adult speckled trout division, Upper Coast, is the leader, 8 pounds, 3 ounce. But what is just dumbfounding is that it is the only over 8 pound trout to be entered in the Star tournament. It takes an 8 pound minimum on the adult side. But James has been leading this for weeks, if not months. And now he goes in for polygraph for certification. And hopefully, with all that time, he'll win a boat motor trailer package. Michael Roghair, Mid-Coast leader, 8 pounds, 15 ounce. Jesse can too. Jesse, I know I picked on you, 9 pounds even on the Lower Coast. And I questioned early on after you caught that if you were going to make it to the finish line as the leader. But it looks like you have, and we're waiting for a final verification. Congratulations to all of our winners. In the offshore division, John Bullock, kingfish leader, 66-pound, 8-ounce. Wayne Brock caught a 50-pound, 11-ounce bull dorado, lead that division. And Braden Sharon caught a big 73-pound, 12-ounce sling to lead there. In the adult flounder division, Mark Gonzalez Sr., 7-pound, 4-ounce flatfish, leads. Lawrence Richard, 11 pounds, 14-ounce sheep's head. And new leader, Michael Fesco, leads, had been the leader at 7 pounds, 15-ounce on the gaff top. Derek Jones caught a bigger fish. CCA did not provide me with the weight, but Derek Jones caught a bigger fish and is now the pending leader. As it wraps up for the CCA Texas Ford Dealer Redfish Division, this is the 60-tag redfish that are released where anglers fish. 10 redfish were caught, 5 by winners, 5 ineligible. So all 5 of the Ford F-150 truck, boat, motor packages have been awarded. All have been certified. And I believe next month in October, when they have the awards banquet, they will get their boat, motor, trailer package along with that Ford F-150. Great, great package. Congratulations to one and all. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got our outdoor report. So y'all stick around. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab in your app store. Order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days of shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. It is cast and blast time at Getaway Lodge. They're hunting dove. This is the final special season for dove in the South Zone, pretty soon coming up, and we'll tell you more in a bit. The South Zone dove season will open up, but at Getaway Lodge, the cast and blast for dove is getting out and doing some fishing in the morning, coming in, having a great lunch, maybe taking a little nap, and then heading to the dove fields for the afternoon shoot. Then later in the season, when waterfowl start winging their way, got teal seasons coming in, you can get out and hunt some waterfowl, either the early teal or when the big birds show up later in the season. For more information, go to getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000. All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Time. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday and Tuesday are two good days. Wednesday slips back to fair. Thursday and Friday are two best days of the week. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are two more good ones. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from late morning until mid to late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from just after the noon hour until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from early to mid-afternoon and continue until the evening hours before sunset. Now, next Saturday, September 14, we're going to have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule with two high tides and two low tides each day. All right, let's stay on the coast and check out what's going on over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana. Fishing continues to improve with some bigger tides moving in because of the activity that we've had in the Gulf. But for the most part, You've been able to make runs to the short rigs. Around the Cameron jetties, bull redfish are being caught, and on the lower end, they're chasing schools of redfish, as well as some decent speckled trout. On Sabine, redfish have been good on topwaters. At the jetty, redfish have been good on jetties. At the jetty, on crabs. Trout have been good with groups of birds, under groups of birds, with soft plastics. Trinity Bay, artificial baits are drift fishing the open bay over shell reefs. And around the wells from a boat for speckled trout and redfish have been good. Also in West Galveston Bay, trout have been good in mud and shell on topwater baits. Out of Freeport, sand trout on reefs have been good on live shrimp. Bull redfish have been good on live shrimp and cut bait. East Matagorda Bay, trout have been good on live shrimp in shallow water. Redfish good on live shrimp and soft plastics. Over in West Matagorda, it's redfish time, folks, on live bait. Port O'Connor, bull redfish have been good on live shrimp and cut bait. Down around Rockport, trout are good in usually along deeper grass beds on main bay shorelines where the bottom is firmer and mostly around hard sand. Port Aransas, redfish have been good on crab and finger mullet. Tell you what, redfish are on the move. Out of Corpus Christi, trout have been good on shallow sandbars, spoil banks, and rock bars early. Topwater lures have been working well with fish or shallow, but soft plastics also produce throughout the day. Baffin Bay, trout have been good on topwater baits in shallow mud. Redfish have been good on natural baits. Out of Port Mansfield, the tidal activity that we've had from Fernand has spurred a trout bite. And redfish are schooling up, preparing for their annual move to the Gulf. September can also be an excellent time for fishing around the jetties. You can also get into some good kingfish and tarpon as they move along the beachfront. South Padre, report says the fishing has been amazing, limiting on trout almost every trip. Mangrove snapper, boy, I tell you what, if you've not caught mangrove snapper and eaten those fish, they are excellent. Tough little fighters. Mangrove snapper are biting one after the other and also getting some monsters that are breaking the line. Out of Port Isabel, well, a lot of people are overlooking, thinking the season's winding down, but actually it's only getting better as big reds are coming this fall. Later in the month and on into October, it's time for big reds. All right, from the coast, let's head to the piney woods of East Texas and check out our lakes. We're on Caddo. Largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits and topwater frogs. Conroe, catfish have been good on live bait and liver. Lake Fork, white and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Catfish are good on prepared baits. Lake of the Pine, largemouth bass are good on topwater frogs. Texas rig creature baits and topwaters, white bass are good on slabs. Lake Livingston, striped bass are good on spoons, rattle traps, and Zara spooks. Big Sam Rayburn, catfish are good on live bait and cut bait. Toledo Bend, white bass are good on spoons and little fishies. Brim are good on crickets and night crawlers off the docks. Athens, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig plastic crawfish and spinner baits. Catfish are good on minnows and stink bait. Bastrop, it's a channel and blue catfish bite on stink bait. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on topwater, Carolina rig worms, and crankbaits. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs as well. To Somerville, lake has finally gotten down. It's only about just a skosh over a foot high. Largemouth bass are good on bright spinnerbaits and other deep water baits. Kewaukee, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs. Texoma, largemouth bass are good on topwaters. Striped bass are good on slabs. Whitney, catfish are good on night crawlers and stink bait. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, Lake Amistad, largemouth bass are good on topwater and soft plastic worms. Catfish are good on cheese bait, shrimp, and night crawlers under a cork in 6 to 15 feet of water. To our power plant lakes where Coletta Creek, channel and blue catfish are good on live perch. Choke Canyon, all catfish are good on live bait in 5 to 15 feet of water. Lake Corpus Christi, largemouth bass are good on Texas rigs, Carolina rigs, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits. Falcon, channel and blue catfish are great. I don't know if I've seen them use the word great in report before on cutbait and stinkbait. Texoma, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig and mid to deep diving crankbaits. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good on rattle traps and plastic worms. Lake Allen Henry, largemouth bass are good to excellent on topwater poppers and crankbaits. Coleman, largemouth bass are good on varying green illuminated plastic worms and lizards. Crappie are good on minnows and glow-colored crappie jigs. OH Ivy, we're going to talk more about this in a bit. Largemouth bass are good on Texas rigs and crankbait. To Central Texas, Highland Lake Chain, where Lake Austin, flatheads and blue catfish are good on liver plus blood-prepared stink baits and night crawlers. Buchanan, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits and Texas rigs. Striped bass are good on plastic swim baits and rattle traps. All catfish are good on stink bait. LBJ, striped bass are good on shad. Crappie are good on weighted jigs and minnows with structure. Channel catfish, very good on liver and stink bait. Travis, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light color jigs. Wow, a lot of fishing going on in the Lone Star State. But it's also hunting season. And through August 31 of 2020 is the South Zone javelina season, as well as the other open counties for squirrel. Now, that's all the way next year, folks. It opens September 1. Through November 12, the North Zone dove season continues. Through November 7, the Central Zone dove season is available. As I mentioned, this is the last of the two weekends for the special white-winged dove days in the South Zone. Early teal season will open next weekend. That's statewide and runs, the dates are September 14 through the 29th. Same thing in the Eastern Zone for the Canada Goose only season. And in the South Zone, regular season will open next weekend and run through November 3rd. And that, as I mentioned, is in the South Zone. Wow. Lot going on. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, my buddy Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and I tell you what, I'm really glad to have a longtime friend, one of the hardest working guys that I know, veteran fishing and hunting guide, Kevin Burleson from Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. Kevin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Bill. How about you?
Doing good. You know, I was reminiscing at the start of the show about how long we have known each other. I had more hair. I think I was thinner. You didn't have as much gray.
And I know I was thinner.
And you were spending some time. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a good ride. But you were spending a lot of time on OHIV. Have you fished that lake recently?
I have, Bill. It's listen, we've come up over 40 feet this summer with all the rains we've had. And, you know, we were way down there at like 13% full, and now we're over 70.
Right.
And anyway, it's, gosh, it brings back the good old days. You can go, you know, all of the hot spots that we had way back when, and, you know, fish that deep water stuff that we were so used to. Everything is, man, it's looking great. The water is crystal clear, and fish are just now starting to, you know, get on a productive pattern now. You know, there for a while with obviously everything scattered out all up in the salt feeders and everything, they, you know, could hide anywhere. But starting to catch some good fish now, and man, it's a great place to go right now for sure.
Boy, Ivy certainly made a name, and you schooled me over the years on what to do. I remember the Ivy drift, you know, the deep water when bass are spawning and all. But that, you know, it's really exciting, and it looks as though Folks, as it stands this weekend, we're about 8.7 feet low. And as Kevin said, a lot of water, a lot of brush and vegetation is in play. Some of the flats, it's going to be really good heading into fall and then into 2020. From fishing, heart of Texas bow hunting. I tell you what, you know, I'm really impressed with people that put on a good outfitted trip, and you've got an opportunity on some great property over the years. Let folks know, where do you have ground for this hunting season? Where folks be able to take a look and go do some bow hunting with you?
I've got a lot of new stuff that we've just picked up around the Brady area, Melvin, right in the dead center middle heart of Texas. And I've got some stuff up east of Abilene as well, by the little bitty town of Putnam, between Cisco and Baird. So we've got stuff scattered out all over the place, but I tell you, it's just some really, really incredible stuff. We had a decent season last year. This year is going to be phenomenal. We had some incredible, you know, rainfall early, and the horn growth is just amazing out here, and we're looking for a good season. Along with the good, we have to deal with some of the bad too. The one thing that we're kind of concerned about is the number of acorns that are busting up everywhere on just about every oak tree out here, and of course that always makes things interesting, but you know, it helps to grow big deer, so that's what we're all about.
Well, you know, if you can find the oaks, and you know, if they're dropping acorns, use that to your advantage. Don't let
it's another pattern. That's
yeah,
right.
It's just a different pattern to get after them. That property east of Abilene was new for you last year and produced some opportunities that that down around Brady, where you hunted for years, didn't have. One of them was you got a pig or two on some of that property up there, don't you?
We've got some enormous hogs up there. We had some pushing the 400-pound range killed, and we had some bigger than that. Looks like Volkswagens out there running around. But, you know, it's just all inundated with pigs. And, you know, it's bad on some deer hunters, and it's good on a lot of other people that, you know, just want to go out and fill their freezer up and everything else and whatnot. But, you know, we've got lots of different opportunities down here in the Melvin Brady area. We've got you know, a big population of the free range axis as well. So that adds another opportunity, you know, outside of the regular hunting seasons.
You've seen me get the hunting shakes after those axis deer. I mean, those things are something else.
You know, and people don't realize that, you know, they think it's another exotic behind a high fence. These are free-range fair chase axis that are every bit as wary, if not more, than a well-schooled whitetail. And so, you know, when you've got the opportunity at a good, mature axis buck out here, you've done something. And anyway, and like I said, it just adds another reason to get those shakes that you're talking about. We sure enjoy the chase, for sure.
Absolutely. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Kevin, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Mark Lamberg. I grew up farming and ranching on the south bank of the Llano River. But when I got out of college, I went to work in the kind of the corporate lifestyle for a while, but it's just something about the roots here that pull you back. When we moved back in 1980, we secured a long-term loan for the purchase of this land with Capital Farm Credit. They take care of your needs and your dreams and your goals. I like to say, you know, we're all in it together, and together, we're better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with veteran guide Kevin Burleson, owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. You can find them on their Facebook page. Just in the search bar, type in Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. Tell you what, and enjoy looking at some of the great deer that have been taken with this outstanding outfitter. Kevin, let's talk a little bit specifics about Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. How is your operation set up? Tell folks what's available.
We've got a couple of different packages available. Our most popular package is a do-it-yourself hunt. We call it an unguided hunt, where I assign an area to hunt. I put two people on a big chunk of land, and I show them in detail where the bedding areas are and the travel corridors and feed and water sources and whatnot. And I give them a real good idea of how everything lays, but it's up to them to actually go out, scout their own areas up, set up their own stands or blinds. They can put their own corn on the ground or whatever, however they want to do it within the legal limits of, the state. And anyway, and hunt the way they want to. They can hunt all day long out there. There's nobody bringing them in or taking them out of the place. So they do what they want to on their own chunk of land. And again, it's a big chunk. Most of the time it's 200 to 400 acres for every two people. And we only hunt 3 days a week. You come in on a Thursday, set up Thursday afternoon, and you hunt Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And and that is all day on Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. So real neat opportunity, and that is for a trophy deer, not a management deer. We have our guided packages where we take you out and put you in our stands or blinds if that's what you want to. And, a very good way to, get into the thing. And a lot of people will do that the first time out here and just kind of see how everything lays and what it takes to get deer in front of them, and then come on the do-it-yourself trip after that. But we can accommodate anybody from, we take fathers with young kids as well as, their wives. And we've become a very family-oriented thing over the last several years. People are bringing their wives and kids out here and staying, and it works out very well. But very good opportunity at a very good deer for a very good price is what we claim.
All right, two different locations, up around Putnam, east of Abilene, and then down around the west of Brady around Melvin. At Melvin and Brady area, you've got the free range axis deer. You've got wild hogs up around Putnam. How do those factor in to the hunting? Is there a pot, a side pot that you put in for a chance to take a hog?
We try to make it no fun for everybody. On the pig situation, we have a pig pot that everybody can put into every time, and we have four different categories on our pig pot that is $10 per category, and of course it's winner take all, and that's the largest boar, the largest sow, the most numbers of pigs, and the littlest piglet, if you can believe it or not. We try to encourage taking them all, Bill.
Right.
But on our axis deer, we have I have a trophy fee of $1,500 for our axis bucks or $250 for our axis does. You can take it any time when you get here. But we have what we call an axis chance. If you put in an extra $150 before the hunt starts, that's $50 a day, and that puts you in the axis chance. If an axis comes in front of you, a great big axis buck comes in front of you, you can take it and pay nothing else except the $150 that you've already paid. If you don't pay the $150 up front, obviously a big axis buck comes in front of you, you can still take it, but then it becomes the normal $1,500 trophy fee.
Wow, so just for 10%.
We have people come out for $150 and take a monster axis out here. So it's a neat little offering, too.
Your lovely bride, Tammy, has gotten into taking some beautiful axis bucks over the years. And
everybody claims that she's the better hunter of us, but she does have a pretty good guide, Bill.
Oh, that's true. I know down having spent time with you out of Brady Melvin area, you got a good population of turkey. What do you got up around Putnam? Is that an option as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got some very good turkey hunting up there as well. So we've got a lot of dirt with a lot of different animals on it, and you know, we can accommodate a whole lot of different needs for hunters. So, you know, I tell everybody, give me a call, and who knows, we might have just what you've been looking for years.
Absolutely.
We have over a 90% return clientele on everybody that comes. You come see me one time, and you'll be back, I promise.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Just looking ahead, of course, the archery season is just literally weeks away. But speaking about turkey, looking ahead to next spring, do you do spring turkey hunts on your property?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've just picked up another chunk of property here that really hasn't been hunted since, you know, these landowners bought this place in 1962, and they don't hunt. So, you know, this has been a sanctuary for a lot of different animals out here since then, and I'm really, really looking forward to especially the spring turkey season on that chunk of land.
Wow. We're visiting with Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. You can go to their Facebook page, just in the search engine, type in Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, and get a feel for it. But you really need to give him a call. Let's give that phone number for the first time, Kevin. What's the best number to reach you at?
My cell number is 325-660-7819.
All right.
And I have it on me all the time. I'm just not always in a service area. So if you do call it and I don't answer, leave a message, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can.
All right. 325-660-7819. Other things that are available. How about lodging? Someone comes up there. Are we looking to area hotels, motels, or you got something where folks can rent a cabin, or is cabins available? What's the lodging like?
Yeah, cabins are available on most of the hunts. On some of the land that we have just acquired, I don't have the cabins moved over there yet and whatnot. It'll be a motel hotel thing. But, you know, I've got a lodge up at the Putnam area, so it just depends on the area that you want to book as to what we have, but we have lodging available on most all of our packages.
Tell you what, good looking ground, and like I said, honestly, one of the hardest working guys that I know. I mean, he hunted that Melvin Brady area for years. That ranch was sold. Found an opportunity east of Abilene around Putnam. Great looking ground up there, and then has an opportunity to also bring back in that Melvin Brady area and getting it up and running. Like I said, we're weeks away from the opening. You do bow hunting throughout even the general season, beyond the archery season. When we get into the general season, you're still conducting bow hunts, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, we hunt 12 months out of the year. We will take a few rifle hunters during rifle season on some specialized packages where the husband wants to bow hunt and the wife wants to rifle hunt or whatever. But we specialize in the bow hunting and have always specialized in the bow hunting, and that's what we try to cater to. But, we'll do it just about any day of the week, any month of the year.
You continue to grow. You continue to expand acreage over the years that we've known each other. And with the 90% return rate, you got anything available for the 2019-2020 season that folks could take advantage of?
I do. And again, it's just, you just have to call and see. It depends on group size and obviously the specific weekend and whatnot. I have a few spots left open for the Thanksgiving weekend, which is our peak rut, and obviously it's a hard time to get away for a lot of families, but if you can get away, that's one of the best times of year to come. But you actually have to show up on Thanksgiving Day, and then you hunt the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I've got some stuff open, you know, just before Christmas and just after Christmas, and again, depending on the group size, if there's just one or two people in your group, we can kind of squeeze you in here and there. You know, mostly all the way third season. So, but just call and find out. That changes, you know, hourly some days. And I have people want to move their group and different things can happen. So just check us out and we'll see if we can get you in.
Yeah, check him out on Facebook at Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. And once you start getting that buck fever shake, you know, from looking at these great critters that are available and have been taken, give them a call at 325-660-7819. Again, 325-660-7819. Kevin, appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Bill, good to hear from you. You take care of yourself.
All right, folks, we've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way here on Texas Outdoor News.
Some people spend the summer hiding from the heat, but not you. You spend your summers outside, exploring all of life's adventures, and there's only one way to make sure your summer lives up to that. Experience it in a Jeep SUV during the summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in a Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the year, or scaling summits in a Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class 4x4 capability, maybe you'll spend summer finding the perfect view in a Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or maybe you'll take an impromptu beach trip in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. For great deals on the best-selling SUV brand, visit your dealer during the summer of Jeep. Based on Jeep Cherokee offering 2-speed power transfer unit, PTU, with rear locking axle, low range 4x4 capability, exclusive Jeep Select Terrain with 5 settings, auto snow, sand, mud, rock, sport, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on total 2018 SUV sales and awards light vehicle segment, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and goodness, we're going to be raising some funds for Ducks Unlimited on September the 10th. Lake Ray Hubbard Chapter, DU, have their fundraiser in Garland. Go to ducks.org for more information. On September 12th, the Lake Louisville Chapter in Whitesboro will have their fundraiser, ducks.org. September 14th in Whitesboro, their chapter will have their fundraiser, ducks.org. September 14, Wichita Falls chapter in Wichita Falls. Again, ducks.org. And to wrap up, San Angelo chapter will have their fundraiser. Go to ducks.org. Also on September 14, Archery 101 at Resaca de la Palma State Park in Brownsville. If you ever wanted to shoot a bow and arrow, have a chance to go hunt at Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. get proficient with that bow hunting equipment. Space is limited. Give them a call at 956-350-2920. Again, 956-350-2920 for reservations. And then go to one of these great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Want to thank our guest, veteran guide Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. Go check out their Facebook page, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. And then when you do, you're going to want to give him a call at 325-660-7819. Hunting seasons are underway. Everybody be safe. Remember, safe zones of fire. Treat every gun as if it's loaded. Practice. It'll improve your harvest total for those winged dove and teal coming up. And just be safe out there. Want you to remember that Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Y'all have a great upcoming week. And join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.